This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So Matt Williams and Bob Melvin want me to go out there and work with him around first base. No problem. And we weren't going to like go through anything physical. We're just going to walk through and say, hey, look, if throw's coming from over there, stand this way. If throw's coming from over there, stand that way. It wasn't going to be this big thing, right? And Friday, Saturday, Sunday, he did not come out early at all, period. Not at all. Matter of fact, he didn't even hit on the field, right? And everybody's like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry, Will. I'm so sorry. I'm like, hey, don't worry about it. I said, I know what the f*** happened. I said, he didn't want to go out and be at first base and be 20 feet in front of their freaking dugout with, you know, what went on in Boston. And now he's working with me at first base. He didn't want to have to go through all that bullshit through the press and the media. And so, anyway, so I completely understand. But Rafael Devers, next time I'm in San Francisco, your ass will be on the field at first base. Just letting you know that. Just from the
Yeah, but if he's not going to go out, he's going to tell you.
Hey, look, even if I got to go grab you by the back of the neck and drag your ass out there, you will be at first base.
Watch your profanity.
Oh, what a great rant by Will Clark. How about that? Will Clark, of course, has his number retired by the San Francisco Giants, a Giants legend. Got stood up by one Rafael Devers.
Yeah,
not
Devers.
Once, not twice, but thrice, as it turns out.
Yes. Yeah, so, not only does he confirm
Rafael Devers
what we were told earlier this week on WEEI Afternoons, that Devers ghosted him once, he actually says, no, it happened three times.
Yeah.
And while he goes on to make an excuse for Devers,
he's trying.
He's attempting to. He still comes across quite angrily.
Yeah.
And also, he does say in there, people were apologizing on Devers' behalf because they understood how terrible it looked. That three straight days, Will Clark went out there to put him through the paces at first, and three straight days, he blew him off. Turns out, while Clark is making him an excuse, maybe...
I don't think this excuse holds any water.
Maybe doesn't hold up.
Yeah, Will Clark's definitely, I think, trying to play peacekeeper here and trying to make sure that, maybe Giants fans don't turn on Devers a little bit. So he lobbies up an excuse, and he's like, oh, I get it. I know what happened, even though I didn't hear this from Devers, because Devers hasn't said a word to me.
Well, no, he's never
said
one thing
to me. Other people had to apologize on his behalf, but he just didn't want to take grounders 20 feet away from the Red Sox dugout. Well, we have it on pretty good authority that he actually did take grounders 20 feet from the Red Sox dugout on the first day. That first day, that Friday to begin the series, he was taking grounders at first base.
Nice. Oh, so he was taking grounders.
Yeah.
Just not with Will Clark.
Not with Will Clark. Not when Will Clark said he would meet with him and teach him the lay of the land over there.
Even though he was supposed to.
Nope. So he's just
on any one of three straight days.
So, and I still think it's a little bit piling on, but going back to David Ortiz reaching out to Devers, being like, hey, do you need help with anything or whatever? Like, you know, just another team legend who's also a DH trying to talk to you, and you have no time for him. You're like, oh, okay, whatever. And now he gets there in what you would think would be at least the honeymoon stage of his time with the Giants. He's just at the press conference 24 hours earlier saying how he'll play any position they need, team first, excited to be a Giant. And they're like, great, we might need you at first base, actually. And we're not going to just have anybody out there. We're going to have Will Clark spend some time with you on Friday. Goes down there, doesn't see him. Will Clark's like, all right, I'll come back on Saturday. Doesn't see him. That's fine. Yeah. I'll be there Sunday.
Sunday.
Also doesn't see him. Goes some three straight times and doesn't even tell him he's not going to do it.
And again, people are apologizing on Devers' behalf.
That's a tough start.
They understand what it's only going to get worse.
They
with
have
this
eight
guy.
More years.
It's only going to get worse.
He's not going to play the field. Nah. I do not think he's going to play the field.
You don't think Clark's going to drag him out there by the scruff of his neck?
Kind of don't.
No, I don't either.
Although he might try. I mean, Will Clark. I'm not going to say Will Clark won't do something.
Well, Clark's an ornery old man.
He sure is.
And as we said earlier, he'll dog cuss you.
He did quite a bit.
No doubt about that.
He and Burnsy keeping it pretty loose on that podcast.
Now, the beautiful thing about, and you're right, I should have said that earlier. That was with Eric Burns. I guess we now know that Will Clark won't be afraid to rip him pretty good if he does blow him off later on in the season. So we'll continue to follow that. I just wonder with Devers at this point in time, like, does he think anything is his fault? Like, anything?
Nope.
So my answer also would be no. I'd be curious if there's any bit of humility at any point with any of these embarrassments.
No.
Not talking to Cora, not talking to Devers, blowing off Will Clark, working out at first base, getting traded away, where basically none of baseball wanted him, by the way, on his contract.
Yeah,
getting
for sure
traded away from the Red Sox, refusing to play the field. Does he think any of this is his fault? And my answer, Raffy, would again be no.
No, that is the case. I don't believe so. I mean, it is.
No.
Like, how can you on one day say, I'll play any position you need me to, and then stand up Will Clark three straight days? And then I think when they approached him again, didn't the story come out that they're like, well, he's actually going to put that off for right now because, like, his hamstring's kind of barking at him or whatever.
Yep.
But he's still in the lineup. He's DHing. And
why do you think his hamstrings are bothering him, by the way?
Well, he's not in great shape.
Yeah.
And also, it's just a reason to – an excuse for them not to ask him to play the field.
No, I'm saying, right. I bet it is an excuse, but if you're taking it at face value, why are your hamstrings bothering you again? You're playing less in the field than you ever have. You're playing less than you ever have. That's so why are your hamstrings barking at you? I don't know. You're not exactly legging out a bunch of hits.
Not in tip-top shape, maybe?
In San Fran. What's he hitting again? It's been a while since I
234.
Looked.
234. We have it in the grab bag. Don't worry.
My master. Oh, I forgot we
the
do
Daily
that.
Devers update.
Oh, yeah. Right. I forgot we settled in on that.
Grab bag, Jones.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
you're
well,
right.
That's out.
Although we did have some good suggestions for the grab bag earlier today.
Oh, we did. We're trying to, as a show, remove some of the retired numbers in the city.
Well, building off of Shime's rant earlier today.
Yeah.
So, right. Is Nifty's number still retired?
Right. Don Nelson's number still retired.
Pesky's still up there.
Right.
We have a lot of these that we can
do. We won't rest until they're ripped down from the rafters.
But yeah, my sense is Rafael, despite being embarrassed, I mean, he should be embarrassed that he got traded to the Giants for this whole flap. He should be embarrassed by it. And something tells me he doesn't think anything is his fault. That's a guess, but that would be my feeling.
Also, like, if you're a player and you have any kind of personal pride, it's one thing, like, and we almost, like, laughed at it a little bit just because you wanted credit for it, but, like, DeMar DeRozan got traded for Kawhi Leonard. He's like, I got traded for, like, Kawhi Leonard. Jameis Winston made jokes about being, like, replaced by Tom Brady. It's like, Rafael Devers, like, you just got traded. Who you get traded for? Jordan Hicks, Kyle Harrison, and, like, two guys we'll never hear from. Like, oh, yeah, good return. Good return.
Kyle Harrison, by the way. Now, again, I heard some of these numbers secondhand from Nick, who is, unfortunately for me, watching Harrison's numbers like a hawk.
Yeah.
In Worcester.
He's our Worcester stat update guy.
Our Worcester correspondent?
That's what it could be.
There you go.
Our Worcester correspondent.
Harrison, Hicks, they both suck.
Guy maybe should be our correspondent. He's our scout. That guy's our scout.
I wish the guy, for all the people the Red Sox fired, they should have hired that guy.
He was on it.
Kyle Harrison's given you 13 innings in Worcester so far.
13 innings?
13 innings and over three starts.
As a starter.
He's 1-2. I got to be honest, not really sure how he even got the win.
1-2.
He scored 12 runs last night.
1-2. So he won the
did
one
he go
last
five?
Night?
He won the one last
right,
night.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Has he even gone
oh, he
five?
Went five?
He's only pitched 13 innings. Easy scorer there in Worcester.
He went five last night, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Five flat.
He's giving you 13 innings.
Yeah.
11 runs.
What?
All earned. Five home runs.
Five home runs in 13 innings?
10 Ks?
Yeah.
Five walks.
Not great, Bob.
That's not going to get it done. That is an ERA of 7.62.
I was going to say, it's going to be approaching 9.
So to your point, DeRozan, at least I got traded for Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah.
Not this
you
guy.
You got Kyle Harrison coming back. Like, are we ever going to see Kyle Harrison?
No one likes Kyle Harrison more than me. And even I'm having a tough time defending.
When's he going to pitch? for the big club.
Oh, the big club. The I was going to say Worcester. He's out there right now. He's on the bump last night. The big club, I wouldn't be holding
last
my breath.
Last game of September when they want to give everybody a rest.
Well, initially...
Oh, yeah, he could be that guy like the Bruce Chen when they went out and got him just to pitch a game.
Initially, the thought process was they were just holding him out until after the 4th of July because of control. I'm starting to wonder about that one.
Yeah, he just stinks.
Keep holding him. His numbers are worse in AAA than Walker Buehler's are in the majors.
That's right. Yeah, so, I don't want to make that swap.
Maybe don't rush him up. No. Meanwhile, Craig Breslow was discussing the trade deadline last night on Nesson. Now, we cut out... Legit, Keith, maybe I should have played this for you. We cut out just a... You ever started asking a question where you just don't really know where it's going?
Oh, every
day. You can't
get
out of it?
Every day I do. Yeah.
Alex Spear might have had, no joke, a 55-second question.
Oh, wow.
It was like...
Just went down a road.
I was like, hey, Alex, just pull the ripcord and get out of there, bud.
Am I on a podcast right now?
Alex, get out! Get out! So I had
now I kind of want to hear it.
I had him... It was 48 seconds.
The question was 48 seconds.
You want to play it? Maybe
I think we kind of need to. Do you have that, Nick? I might be more interested in the question than the answer. 48 seconds.
The answer was underwhelming, but let me tell you, the question was a real walk.
So was it multiple questions in it, or was it just a lot of preface?
You be the judge.
You've already made, I'm not sure if you remember this, you did make one trade earlier this summer, right? There was one, I think, in mid-June. And then you also have this other thing that's happening, which is that you're getting healthier. And so you've had a very crowded outfield, one where you've already been kind of trying to gerrymander playing time in order to using the DH spot for your wealth of talented left-handed outfielders. You're going to be Masayoshida will be part of that mix now. Does that put you in a position where you kind of have to think about do we want to trade from this area of depth in order to address other areas of need? Could the return of Masa be a kind of precipitating element for thinking about trades a little bit earlier than you might?
Yeah, it's something we have to think about.
Anytime participating element is something Breslow understands, though.
Yeah, he's like, these are words I compute.
Breslow got all of that. He's like, gerrymander, check.
No, Breslow got
he's
it
like,
all.
This is a good question. Good question.
Yeah, nice detailed question.
Good question. Thanks for crafting that.
Anytime you got to kind of laugh at yourself and reset in the middle of a question.
Wow.
And we've all been there, Alex. I mean, this is not specifically picking on Alex, but just I heard this.
No,
like,
no,
boy,
no.
Oh,
we've all been there. I'm not making fun. I'm just like, that is quite a road you go down. To basically be like, hey, do you feel like at this point you have too many outfielders? Wasn't that the question?
Yeah, hey.
Do you have a surplus of outfielders?
It seems like you got a lot of left-handed outfielders. Do you need to look at cleaning that up? Maybe trade from a surplus.
6 seconds.
Yeah, it was longer. Yeah, 48 seconds. When you start with...
You made a trade in June, I think.
You might
tough
not,
start.
You might not remember.
At that point?
Yeah, I think you made a trade in June.
Anytime you're going,
and you got to reset. It is not a good sign.
The people looking around, we're like, we have Breslow for like 10 minutes.
They're up on the monster. It's Karen.
Yeah.
And you just know Tom Karen. Like, Jesus Christ. Karen.
Karen was working overtime. He was working the scoreboard last night.
He was doing the whole thing.
But a crooked number on him.
Maybe that's why he was just so tired. His arms were exhausted.
Yeah, it's true.
And so you had Karen. Yeah, Breslow. And then you had Spear just kind of shorting out there.
I think they were like, all right, we got to fill here a little bit. So you can ask him two questions, or you can ask him one real long one. He's like, guys, I got it.
Ask him a 48-second question. Somewhere Wiggy is nodding in approval at that question.
That's great.
Let me hear the answer, though, if I could.
Yeah, it's something we have to think about. I don't think you ever want to be in a position where you have to make a trade. And you know, there's this very fine line between having the problem of an overcrowded roster and having enough depth to weather injuries and keep guys off their feet. And I think the flexibility of opening the DH spot gives the opportunity for Alex to kind of rotate through that position and make sure that guys are getting at bats. And it does mean that on any given night there could be a really good player who's not in the lineup. But as we've seen, the way that Alex manages is really aggressively. And just because you don't start the game doesn't mean that you don't find yourself in it at a critical moment. Now I think there potentially could be some opportunities to make what I think people would call just like baseball trades, right? Where you're using depth in one area to address a need in another. And I think we'll be very open-minded about those things, but I don't think we're in a position where we have to make a trade.
Okay. So I don't know what I like less, the question or the answer. But I did not.
A lot of words said in a minute and 44 seconds.
I did not love that answer from Breslow. Basically, yeah, we don't have to make any trades. We could make a baseball trade.
So I'm hoping, and maybe he's being super honest, but a lot of GMs, especially the closer you get to a trade deadline, have to lie and manipulate the truth, as it were. And so maybe he just doesn't want to come across as desperate at all. So when he's on the other end of the line with another GM, they're like, well, we already know that you need to make a trade. Like, he made it clear. So maybe there's a little bit of that. Because I actually liked his answer at the beginning, because that is trading from your team, maybe even trading a player that people like, or trading a player that you guys use every night, but you're not a seller, right? Like, you could still, you realize that that might be the best way to create roster flexibility for the number of guys that are at the big league level, as well as adding to a position of weakness, which right now starting pitching probably is. Despite the gem that Bayo threw, despite the run that Giolito's on,
yeah,
you could always use another starter.
Harrison and AAA.
Harrison blows.
It's an embarrassment of riches.
But like, Harrison and Walker Buehler are two reasons why they need another starter. And if you can trade one of those outfielders, because right now you have Anthony, you have Rafael, you have Abreu, you have Duran, now you have Yoshida coming back. He's not going to play in the outfield, but you're just talking about moving around DHs, plus Ref Snyder when it comes to smoking lefties, right? Like, he's going to be in the lineup. So you have a bunch of guys that if you can upgrade somewhere else, and that's what it seemed like he was saying in that answer before he ended it with, like, we don't need to make a trade.
So, right, Duran for Joe Ryan, in theory, and again, this has kind of been walked back a little bit, or at least some of the initial reporting maybe was leading us to believe it could be imminent, whereas the Twins are more, Red Sox are more monitoring the situation. The Twins are seeing if they fall out of it and they need a big return and all these other qualifiers. But that would be a swap to me. That is a baseball trade, a baseball swap. You're not trading Duran for prospects over here and then trading other prospects for a player over there, where you're buying and selling. That, to me, would be the kind of move where if you're going to trade Duran, I would be okay with it. That's a trade I would make.
Mm-hmm.
Bradford said the Red Sox do like him. This is on Twitter. We'll talk to Bradfo tomorrow, meaning
nice.
Joe Ryan.
Yeah.
He says he was a target when the Twins were asking around about Tristan Cassis before this year.
I hadn't even thought about this guy in months.
With two more years of control after this year, it would need a hefty return.
Could you?
Who do you think said no in the offseason about that? Were the Twins like, we want Cassis, and the Sox were like, no thanks? Were they like, we want Cassis plus?
40 home run, 120 RBI guy.
Right. Who said no to that?
Well, Breslow thought 40-120, and he probably also thought Walker Buehler was going to be halfway decent, so they probably said no.
Ugh.
No, I know. I mean, you'd like to have that one back, but could you run it back?
Let's get...
Like, I know he's hurt. Let's like, super clarify hurt. He's that. Always hurt.
Let's clarify that with Bradfo tomorrow. Who said no? When they were talking about it, who said no? Like, but, who was the one who didn't want to make that trade?
So, I hadn't even thought about him, honestly, in so long that between now and the deadline, is that a guy that would have any... You're selling low. You're selling too low, you think?
Well,
Would you trade him,
of
though?
Of course, yeah. But you would need more in that trade is what I'm saying. You'd need...
For Joe Ryan.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Or like for a top-end pitcher. But like when I was thinking of all the different things, I keep going back to Duran or Abreu, one of the two, or some of your prospects not named, you know, the guys that we talk about all the time, the top guys. I hadn't even considered him as a possibility, because like, do you write him in as the starting first baseman next year?
No,
I don't. Yeah. You might have to. You might not have a better option, but I don't know if you could get something good for him, because I just don't think you can rely on him.
Right.
I would do that.
My plan would be all in on Pete Alonso this offseason, or making a trade. But right, maybe you back into Cassis as your first baseman next year, but that is not what I'm trying to do. Okay. Would you entertain any thought of trading Christian Campbell?
So I'm pretty down on Campbell, because a lot of, you know, he was flying up the rankings, and it was really based just off of what other people were saying. Like, I didn't really get it. I didn't see him until this year, and I was pretty underwhelmed, as I think most people were. He was Rookie of the Month in April.
He had a great April.
And then kind of fell apart.
We'll always have April.
I don't know what position he plays and he wasn't hitting, but to answer your question, no. I would not trade him yet.
I wouldn't either. And let me give you two examples of why I wouldn't. And this guy is a better regarded prospect than either of these next two names. Bayo and Rafaela. And Campbell's in the same boat of, and he signed before he even played a game. But, or was it right after he played a couple of games? I'm trying to remember. I think it was before he even played a game. He had his extension, right?
Before
he even played, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because remember, he was like, not before the season. Then it was like the season started or whatever. And it was like, boom.
So, Rafaela and Bayo, if you asked me this a month ago, I'd be like, and I said this, we talked about this. Breslow handed out contract extensions to Campbell, Rafaela, and Bayo, and they all look terrible. Well, a month later, two of those actually look great.
Yeah.
And, you know, Bayo had a longer track record in the majors. Rafaela's in, well, it's parts of three seasons, but his second full season in the bigs. And it'd be way too early to give up on Christian Campbell. Now, look, anybody's available on the right deal. You're giving me Paul Skeens or something like that. A guy texts about Paul Skeens every day. You're not getting him. But, like, just to give you a high-end comp.
We all love Paul Skeens.
All right, fine. I mean, I'm getting something like that. Sure, I'll trade Campbell. But I'm not looking to trade him anytime soon. They'd be throwing him the towel way too
soon. Who do you think will have the better career, Tristan Casas or Christian Campbell?
Well, I would hope Campbell. But I would say pretty confidently Campbell at this point.
I think Campbell.
At least he hasn't had the injuries that Casas has had.
I mean, there's always the chance.
But he also
too,
hasn't even had a half season of production like that.
There's also, a few years ago, Yoan Moncada and Andrew Benintendi were, 1-2 in the prospects, and they decided to trade away Moncada. They kept Benintendi, and, I don't know. Neither one did anything.
No.
Although Benintendi squeezed out a random All-Star appearance.
They also kept Devers in that trade.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, they could have shipped out Devers, and they didn't. I think if that timeline works right, when they brought in Sale, they didn't trade Devers.
Probably. That was 17 for the 17 season, right? Or the 18 season. No, 17th season.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyways, I don't like that I keep reading that they might be selling. And meaning...
Like Duran for prospects or
yeah,
something like that.
They're linked more to names that could be going out. Duran, I know you don't like Jim Bowden, and I don't blame you, but...
Ralph?
Bowden had Bregman again today as a name that could move. Chapman was a name last week where I think Jason Stark surveyed all the front office members, and he was the most likely reliever to move at the deadline. So... No, I don't like that I keep reading about names that could be going out, and I admittedly didn't love that answer from Craig Breslow either. That doesn't sound like a trade is imminent, although it was better than the question he was asked. 617-779-7937. We got all your feedback there. You can jump in line for WEEI Afternoons. They're at Fenway today. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. And you got the manager of the Boston Red Sox, the Red Hot Red Sox, Alex Cora on WEEI Afternoons. We got the clip du jour, and it's time for Grab Bag.
This is loneliness, and loneliness is cleanliness, and cleanliness is godliness, and God is
Grab Bag.
Just like me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring?
Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
Certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Jones, the Red Sox have won five straight games. They are three games over 500, the most games over 500 they've been all season.
Tied for the most.
The most. They're back at it, going for the sweep of the Rockies. 7-10 first pitch, 6-10 pregame here on WEEI. It is going to be Lucas Giolito, 5-1 with a 3.66 ERA, taking on a player that goes by the name of Antonio Sensatella, who is 3-12 with a 6.57 earn run average.
Oh. All right, so Freeland was the ace
right-hander
last night. Yeah, Freeland was no-hitting him for a couple innings last night.
This
few innings.
Oh, it was a pitcher's duel. Until somebody reminded Freeland that he stinks.
Sensatella?
Sure. He's on the mound. Haas potential.
Oh, yeah?
Just 6-1, 236.
Oh, that, yeah.
What do you think?
I think he's built like the guy who beat the crap out of the other guy on the golf course.
The other golfer?
Yeah.
Or the former hockey player, apparently?
Yeah, maybe. So he's a righty. We keep talking about Duran. I'm very curious to see the lineup tonight.
Lineup's not out, Drellick.
It is not
Save
out.
It. Not out yet.
But it sounds like Anthony's in left, Yoshida at DH, and then maybe they'd give Rafael a day off and Duran would play in center. Like, that's possible,
maybe.
But it sounds like he's out. And so what does that mean? I don't know. But him sitting against righties would be a significant update, even against this righty.
Sox are minus 290 on the money line. So even...
plunk that down. It's stealing.
Yeah, but I mean, you got to go run line, and you got to go... Probably
empty the account. Empty the account. Minus 290.
Over story, total bases, maybe. The guy's socking dingers left and right.
Yeah.
And here comes the grab bag. Grab bag.
Oh, speaking of Trevor Story's home run.
Oh.
You probably heard Will Fleming call the home run, I would imagine. What about Hogdale?
Nice.
Hog's on the call. Hog call of the night.
Swung on Story. He unloads on one. Left field in the monster. Let's go. A 3-run shot. The onslaught continues. A 9-0 ball game. Story is 15th home run of the season. Let's go.
Didn't mention in there. I appreciate the call. Great call once again by Hog. The kid made an unbelievable catch on that home run.
The kid made quite a
catch of the night.
Yeah.
Web gem? Probably web gem.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
web
definitely web gem. It was pretty good. I liked it a lot.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up. This is my
grab bag.
According to Jeff Passan, robot umpires at the All-Star game next week.
Wow.
Robot umps, baby. They're here. They're here and they're going nowhere.
So you want a robot ump for the All-Star?
I want robot umps for everything.
All-Star game's a good place to do it.
Start somewhere. Yeah. Start small.
Let's check it out.
Yeah.
I'd like to actually, because you hear about them working on it in certain minor league situations, spring training, things like that.
Yeah,
bring it into a game I can actually sit down and watch.
Because they do it in some minor league games, right?
Yep.
So I'm not really familiar with how it works.
Again, they did it in spring training games, but I'm not sitting down and watching spring training games. Sorry, I'm not doing it.
But I still like the idea.
All-Star game I'll watch. I like the All-Star game.
I like the idea of having some sort of presence on the field and like behind the catcher. So can they like dress him up like Johnny Five from Short Circuit and like wheel him out?
I thought you meant you wanted a human out there. You just want the robot.
I want a robot making the calls, but I want a physical robot.
If you look at some of these AI companies.
you can have them do whatever you want.
If you look at some of these AI companies, like some of their robot artificial intelligence is quite lifelike.
Yes.
So I think
MIT get one of those like things that look like a dog coming out there.
Like a little robot?
Three pointers.
A little robot dog?
Yeah, would you do that? Would you be in on that?
A dog?
No. I don't want a robot.
A human.
Dog.
Robot dog bat boy.
Ooh, now that
I want
That's good stuff.
Well, that I'd take.
Yeah.
I want one that looks like Angel like Hernandez,
but it makes the right calls.
Okay.
It just says,
hey, it's Enrico Palazzo.
It just says that. It's programmed to just say that.
Yeah, and have him do every, just like Frank Drebin.
Every strike.
Yes.
I like it.
That's a good idea, right?
Yeah, yeah. No,
human. Play ball!
Dude, every single game would have Frank Drebin calling balls and strikes.
Let me tell you, you've got a lot of good ideas today.
I know. Today's been a really good day. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Something's in the water.
You are my sunshine, my only
grab bag.
Art, you had mentioned before Jeremy Fowler's doing an exercise where he's polling a bunch of scouts and GMs and whatever else, and they're doing their top 10 at each position. Patriots haven't had anybody yet. PFF is also doing their position groups, top position groups, and they had secondary. So they're obviously combining corners and safeties. Patriots had the fifth best secondary according to PFF.
Oh, yeah, look, that's something.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's surprisingly high. I would think their cornerback group makes sense being that like a top five cornerback duo.
Yeah.
They might have that.
Yeah.
The whole I don't love their safeties. I don't think Duggar or Peppers are all that great, to be honest.
No.
Especially against the pass. I think they're good coming up against the run or you know, short throws in front of them. I don't think they're good mostly in the pass game. So that surprises me, but good. Well, yeah. We'll factor that in.
Speaking of Gonzalez, probably just a couple months away from our weekly interview with Gonzalez.
Yeah, has that been confirmed?
We should have Alex Spear write one of the questions for us. Yeah. I don't know if it's been confirmed, but my guess is we're going to talk to Gonzo again.
Okay.
I think.
I mean, we want to.
Of course.
Yeah.
Best player on the team.
I don't know. He wants to. We want
not.
To. Yeah.
I don't know.
Grab bag.
We're going to need a bigger boat.
Which is not even the line. It's not even the line. It's the most misquoted line.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is a pretty big distinction. He's not like throwing himself into the group there.
Yeah, and if you're going to go...
You're going to need a bigger boat, not we're going to need a bigger boat.
If you're going to go through all the trouble of actually going back and getting the audio from the film...
Grab bag!
We're going to need a bigger boat.
Yeah, if you're going to get all that audio and really chase that, you know, risk royalties and things like that, you might as well get the quote right.
You know what we're going to need right now is a little bit of Jones and Keefe uniform fashion police.
Oh, good. Did you ever think that maybe there's more to life than being really, really, really ridiculously good looking?
It's Jones and Keefe fashion police.
All right, Schefter was the first that I saw put this out there. For the upcoming season, the New Orleans Saints are going to be wearing the white helmets. Or it's their alternate helmet, I should say. But for some games, they're going to be wearing the white helmet. So judging by that sound you made, I think you're liking those.
Yeah.
That is a gold face mask. And what is the thing that's called? What's that logo? There's a name for that.
Fleur-de-lis?
Yes, that's the Fleur-de-lis.
Fleur-de-lis.
Yeah. Fleur-de-lis. So the Fleur-de-lis prominently shown. Gold, thick gold stripe down the middle.
Yeah.
And then an all-white helmet, the Icy Whites. I am a fan of those helmets.
I agree.
I'll tell you what.
I agree with 2012 lack there. 17-0. That's a 17-0 uniform.
They might run the table.
Yeah. I believe the Saints are one of the few teams with an easier schedule than the Patriots.
That's true.
Now you throw these helmets on top of it.
Who's their quarterback?
Tyler Shuck. But Rocket, don't you feel better about him in the Fleur-de-Lis?
Oh, my God. I feel a lot.
The all-white gold Fleur-de-Lis.
Yeah, I feel a lot better.
Yeah, so those I'm saying, really if you had a different color on the white helmet, I'm not sure how I'd feel about it. That's nice. Did you rate it? 0 to 100?
I'm going to right now. I need to see the full uniform.
Yeah, just rate the helmet, though.
92.
Yeah, 98.
Sick. Yeah.
98.
Oh, 98. You're an easy grader.
Yeah, I think when it comes to the uniforms, we actually have come to realize I am an easy grader.
Yeah.
I don't know why that is, but that's nice.
That is real sharp, though.
Yeah.
I'll give you that one.
I didn't realize how pro Alien Ant Farm we are on this show, but we're
AAF.
We used their two songs.
AAE. Yeah, they have two songs. One of them, of course, is just a ripoff.
Yeah,
and then the other one is
it's a good cover though.
It's a great cover.
Yeah,
it's maybe the great.
No, you can say it.
Is it the best cover ever?
Greatest cover there is Alien Ant Farm.
Yeah,
also known as AAE.
You think it's that could be like its own bracket.
Yep.
Also, best cover ever.
Hey, grab all these grab bag covers.
Just the grab bag covers?
Yeah.
I hurt myself today.
This is a long one.
to see if I still feel.
I'm going Alien Ant Farm.
Yeah, me too.
Alien Ant Farm should cover this.
On the
Faith.
Grab bag.
Thank you.
By Limp Bizkit.
The only.
That's a good one.
Okay, you got
Behind Blue Eyes by Limp Bizkit is pretty good.
Yeah, they did a couple, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, you got me there, though. That's a good cover.
Okay.
I Will Always Love You, Whitney. Case closed. Or Faith by Limp Bizkit. Case reopened.
We're back.
Well, I guess it would be nice if I could touch your grab bag.
Sure.
I know not there. Everybody has got a grab bag like me.
Something you should have said you. But okay.
Yeah, he decided to keep some of it, change some of the rest of it. I'm not going to tell
you. Tuesday?
His own grab bag. Oh, tear off covers? Billy.
Billy, you're on to something.
Billy, now we're talking.
We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Yeah, it's not about Rushmore on a Monday. It's a tier Tuesday.
Rafael Devers' teammate, Patrick Bailey, walked off the Giants with an inside-the-park home run. Mm-hmm. An inside-the-park walk-off home run, first one since 2016. Does that do anything for you?
Sweet. I was waiting for him for MLB Player of the Night.
Well, let's find out.
Okay.
Let the grab hit the bag. Let the grab hit the bag. Let the grab hit the bag. Let the grab hit the bag!
Do you want a Rafael Devers daily update?
No.
Well, you're going to get one.
Tough.
You're going to get one again. Last night in that same game, he went 0 for 2. Two walks, two strikeouts. He's now hitting .234, still stuck on two home runs for the Giants.
Giants did win, though. They're 10-11 now with Devers.
Grab bag.
Chet Holmgren, rookie max deal with the OKC Thunder. So, stick man, Chet Holmgren back. We know eventually they're going to have all their guys. They already paid Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Holmgren and Jalen Williams are going to be getting big raises at some point. So that's going to be another team to sort of watch, sort of see how they figure everything out.
Yeah, no, yeah, the bill won't come due, as you said, for a couple of years, but the clock has started. That's a lot of money. You could go buy some milk to put some meat on his bones.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Don't be afraid to shout it. That's my
grab bag.
Try it again. That's my
grab bag.
Wimbledon going on right now. You in on that?
Yeah, sure. I got Djokovic on over here.
Okay.
Ben Shelton was giving Sinner a little run for his money.
Sure.
Well, I mean, he lost in straight sets, but it was close.
Competitive.
Yeah,
it was a competitive sweep.
Yeah, no, it was good.
The world is a
grab bag.
All right, let's take a look at the top Major League Baseball performers from last night. We had a full slate of games, Jones. Was it Lawrence Butler?
Ooh.
2 for 4, 2 dongs, 3 runs scored.
The law dog.
Was it Jose Ramirez? 1 for 3, home run, 2 RBI, 3 runs scored, 2 steals.
Two steals.
Yeah.
I was about to say J-Ran. Yeah.
Was it Ryan Jeffers? 3 for 4, home run, 3 RBI, 2 runs.
No.
Was it R-Jeff?
No.
Was it Jacob Mizorowski?
Yeah, the Miz.
6'7", this guy.
Oh, the Miz is nice. You seen him yet?
Six innings, 1 run, 12 Ks. Or.
That one run was an Ohtani bomb.
An Ohtani bomb.
Yeah, that
barely even counts.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
So basically six scoreless, 12 Ks.
Shut him out, yeah.
Or was it Brian Baio? Complete game, 2 runs, 10 Ks, and a win.
So it's not the inside the park, walk-off inside the parker, no?
Sorry, bud.
Okay.
Get in line.
Give me Jose Ramirez.
Yeah, good one.
Yeah, good one.
The Guardians. Yeah. I wonder if it was $2 beer night.
Ooh, probably.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, Jones. In honor of what?
Oh,
I thought of another cover.
Oh, good. This is a good one.
Korn doing cameos, word up.
Yeah.
Pretty great.
I didn't know that one.
All right. We have a baseball player who played for the Colorado Rockies at one point. However, played for a lot of teams in
Eric
his
Burns.
16-year major league career. It's not Eric Burns.
Damn.
White Sox, Dodgers, Giants, Indians, Braves, Mets, and Rockies. Played shortstop, second base, third base. Bit of a utility man.
Sure.
bit of a utility man, but did have one, two, three, four different 20 home run seasons.
Ooh. Is it Cargo?
So a little bit of pop, not Cargo.
No, no, no.
No, Cargo's outfielder.
Infielder.
No, this guy's infielder. Infield. What?
No, I got messed up. I was talking to Billy and I took him with a Cargo.
Jesus.
Nick. You know, he doesn't guess when he has the answer.
Yeah, and then I get really confused when I do have the answer.
He broke into the majors in 2001 and then played all the way through the 2016 season. Let's see.
No, where did he start his career?
He started his career in Colorado.
He started with
these Colorado Rockies. That's right.
It's not Walt Weiss.
He's also a two-time World Series winner.
With whom?
Two different teams. He won with the 05 White Sox and the 10 Giants.
See, I wanted to say earlier, it's not like Mark Grudzelanic, right?
That was Mark Grudzelanic, who was excellent in a cameo on Saturday Night Live.
Not Walt Weiss.
He hit on Helen Hunt in his thing. It was pretty good.
Yeah, I feel like we've actually talked
about this. We have talked about this.
Right?
Hey, I'm Mark Grudzelanic. She's like, okay.
Was he next to Brandon Crawford on that 10 team?
Is that a question we're allowing? We'll allow that?
I don't know.
Is he going to play second base for the Giants in 10?
Oh.
Maybe.
Eric Young. No.
No.
Damn.
Eric Young, senior or junior?
Good question.
Yeah.
Either.
Wow, nobody's got it so far. I don't think.
He won with the White Sox and the Rockies.
16-year career. Not a big steals guy. 255 career hitter. Did have 199 home runs.
Okay.
Which I would think he would want to maybe come back, Mr. 200.
Yeah, he's swatting a few.
Just swinging for the fences. Text line does have it now.
They do?
Twitch chat? I don't believe so.
Well, they're complaining about the helmets.
They're still mad about the helmets?
The helmets.
Oh, those helmets are just forever on the screen.
I think they've been complaining about that, at least last time before I looked.
You're going to take in these white Saints helmets.
I don't know.
I'm going to say damn word. Twitch now has
it. It's been weeks since I've gotten anything. Juan Uribe.
He got it!
I remember,
Juan Uribe, nice player.
I remember Juan Uribe. I wasn't going to get that.
He's useful. Useful player.
Juan Uribe.
He plays some second, plays some short, plays some third.
Two-time World Series champ.
Yeah. And a winner.
He should unretire. Yeah, I mean, you're right.
For that one home run.
He should
get to 200.
He should roid up. Just to get him roid up. Come back. Juan Uribe. How old is Juan Uribe right now?
Old enough to hit one more home run.
Yeah, seriously.
46?
Yeah.
Oh, he could easily hit one. How old was Mr. 3000 when he came back?
Oh, at least that.
Bernie Mac? He was probably 50.
Yeah, I was going to say he's at least in his 40s. Is what he was.
Okay. Uribe.
Stumped again. I think were we 0 for the Rockies?
Rockies was tough.
We went.
You guys had a tough time with the Rockies.
The altitude, I think, was throwing us off, is what was going on.
Do they get the Rays tomorrow?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, short history for the Rays.
Same with the Rockies.
That's a good point.
Not as short, but
got me there.
Pretty short.
Shorter.
At least the Rays have better teams.
At least it could be split up between Devil Rays and Rays.
That's true.
Yeah, true.
Could be a Devil Ray. Could be a Ray.
Could be
somebody that bridged that gap.
So that is the random ball player every day in the grab bag. Stay tuned. You got WEEI afternoons at 2 o'clock. You can dial them up, 617-779-7937. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. And you got Alex Cora today. Plus, we have the clip du jour next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, back here on Jones and Keith WEEI. It is time for our clip du jour. Jones, are you ready for that?
Oh, sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today we were talking about my tour of Hall of Fames, which continues this summer. This time it was the Toy Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
My tour of Hall of Fames continued. This past week I was in Rochester, New York, and they have the official Toy Hall of Fame.
Nice.
It's like a museum of like fun, and it's got all this other stuff in it, like comic books, Sesame Street stuff, like Berenstein or Berenstein Bears, depending on what side of the
I
simulation
Stein,
we're on.
But I do believe Stein is the proper one.
Okay. Well, yeah. There's a whole conspiracy about that.
Oh no.
About like how we've forgotten it, and there might be like a whole thing with time. But anyway, I'll take you down a road. Right. So I've been to three Hall of Fames in like a month. Rock and roll, sick football, break, toy,
Ken,
the big three.
Meanwhile, Ken's going out to sea on his surfboard.
Yeah, Ken's
right
out
now.
There surfing out in California.
Ken is just hanging 10.
Zinc oxide on his nose.
Definitely have the zinc on there.
Ken is hanging 10 somewhere on the West Coast, you know, just enjoying the waves. And he's like, well, you could do that in any city.
I'll tell you what, Rochester, not just the AAA baseball host city. They also have the Toy Hall of Fame.
You could go to a AAA baseball game and the Toy Hall of Fame in any city, Keith.
Do people go there and throw paint on things and protest?
No, I did not see that, no. No, yeah. I think this was
climate control people threw paint at the Slinky.
They're like, Yahtzee ruined my family. my father never recovered after one wild game of Yahtzee.
Dungeons and Dragons, which I never got into. I feel like I would have loved it.
I feel like that is your kind of
game. Right in my wheelhouse. I missed it. But you can always go back, I guess. People are still playing D&D, having a good time.
How do they let it? Is it a small hall? We got a question about this earlier. Is it a small hall, would you say, Keith?
Yeah, pretty small hall.
Was it?
I think they've been updating it frequently, though. I don't know when it began. I couldn't find the first year of it, but we talk about it.
You see the headline, like once a year where it's like these three toys are going into the Toy Hall of Fame.
But then there's some like
Barbie. Monopoly.
But you could also vote. They had a place similar to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame where you could vote on, like, there's like 10 of them, and they're like, pick which one you want. And like, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle toys weren't in yet.
Wow.
And like, a few other ones that are like big time ones weren't in. So, therefore, I would say small hall.
Small hall.
Yeah. And every year you're getting some good ones.
You're a small hall guy.
Notoriously.
Part of why you enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I forgot about, I got to read up on this conspiracy for the
Berenstein. We could do a whole show tomorrow on it if you want. Well,
I got to read up on them.
It's up to you.
But I'll get to it. No crossover today with the guys over at Fenway yet again, but it's brought to you by the 99 restaurant. You got to try the new burgers at the Nines. They're bigger, they're bolder, and they're beefier. Their half-pound 100% American Angus beef is sure to please. You can try the new bourbon onion burger and get more ang for your buck. You got to love the Nines. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. They got Alex Cora on the show today. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 10 o'clock. We'll go on the clock. Talk about something in 60 seconds. We'll cook something up. We'll also give you a key for madness on the program tomorrow. Plus, Bradfo. Got to get more on the Red Sox interest in Joe Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
And, whether or not they could ship off Tristan Cassis. We'll do that tomorrow at 10 here on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.